Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As office manager, I've been asked to talk about reducing our expenses here at the office. For example, I worked late last Friday night, and there were a lot of desks with the lamps left on. Honestly, I've done that myself. I think it might help reduce our bill if everyone remembered to turn off the lamps on their desks when leaving the office at the end of the day. On a more positive note, our recycling program has been working very well. So, congratulations for doing such a great job.
Number 71. What does the speaker say she did last Friday? Number 72. What does the speaker request that the listeners do? Number 73. Why does the speaker congratulate the listeners? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Radio WGG. Up next, we'll speak with Minji Park. Ms. Park is known for her best-selling historical biographies. But today she'll be talking to us about another exciting project, her work on the upcoming documentary film Our Lives Back Then. For the film, she served as a consultant on topics related to the 18th century figures she's written about. Before we start, I'm pleased to tell you Ms. Park will be conducting a writing workshop this Sunday at Circle Bookshop. Registration is $50. I encourage you to check your calendars if you're interested. The venue is small.
Number 74. Who is Minji Park? Number 75. What will Minji Park discuss today? Number 76. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"The venue is small"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to your new job in the Wilson Call Center. I'm Adam Baxter, the supervisor of the customer service team, and today I'll be training you on the basics. So, on the job, you'll receive a lot of calls from our customers about our products. To prepare you to respond effectively, I've passed out a list of the 20 most common questions they'll ask. Today, we'll talk about the standard answers to give for each question. I'll also cover how to give customers a short survey where they can rate their interaction with the call center before you end the call.
Number 77. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 78. What have the listeners received? Number 79. What is the final step in a process? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
This is KDT Springfield, your source for local news. Today, the Springfield Regional Airport announced plans to expand. Airport Director Joseph Hughes noted that over the last several years, travelers starting their trip from Springfield Regional have increased significantly, which makes the expansion necessary. Despite some opposition from members of the public, Mayor Ono expressed her full support. Right now, her main focus is to bring jobs to the region, and I think we need the jobs. In a moment, I'll interview Mayor Ono about this, but first, a quick commercial break.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. According to the speaker, why is the airport expansion necessary? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
"We need the jobs"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
You'll all be glad that you registered for this seminar. Today, you'll learn how to persuade people to invest money in your small business. Securing funding from investors depends on how well you can present your idea and express your vision. We usually refer to this as your business pitch. When speaking to potential investors in person, it is essential that you be brief and direct. If your pitch is too long, your investors may stop paying attention. Perhaps this will become clearer if I tell you how I started my business.
Number 83. What is the topic of the seminar? Number 84. What advice does the speaker give to the listeners? Number 85. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you looking to expand your workforce? Well, PEP Employment Agency is offering a virtual job fair on November 10th. Each participating company will have its own virtual booth, an online-only space to meet with job seekers, on our agency website. This online event is ideal for companies that want to reach a large number of potential employees. We have consistently received great reviews from our global clients who have found employees from all over the world. Visit our website for more information and to register. And if you sign up before October 15th, you'll save 10% on registration fees.
Number 86. What type of event is being advertised? Number 87. What does the speaker say the company has received? Number 88. How can the listeners receive a discount? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
First on the agenda, we'll all be attending the Northeast Jewelers Conference in Boston next week. It's just a short train ride from our Boston office, and the company will reimburse you for the ticket. And there's a train station directly in front of the conference center. You are welcome to drive yourself and try to find parking if you'd like. But please remember, it's in a busy part of the city, and I expect everyone to be on time each morning. Also, we'll postpone designing our signature jewelry collection for next season until after we get back.
Number 89. What event will the listeners attend next week? Number 90. Why does the speaker say,
"It's in a busy part of the city"?
Number 91. What change does the speaker mention? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
In business news, Ruzio, the online retailer, is making a surprising new move into the popular meal kit market. According to a spokesperson, the company will soon begin offering delivery of food kits with the ingredients necessary to prepare a complete meal. This initiative by Ruzio will no doubt pose a challenge to the largest meal kit provider, McCarthy's, because Ruzio plans to charge 30% less for delivery than McCarthy's does. Now we'll hear from Ruzio's CEO, Dolores Garcia, who will tell us about the innovative technology Ruzio will use to meet customer demand.
Number 92. What news does the speaker announce? Number 93. What advantage does Ruzio have over a competitor? Number 94. What will Dolores Garcia discuss? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and floor plan.
Hi, I'm glad all of you could join me at the open house for this apartment today. This is a large one-bedroom apartment with a monthly rent of $800. Okay, let's get started with the tour. The room we're standing in now is the largest room in the apartment. You'll see that it has plenty of light and has been freshly painted. Oh, and before I forget, I have a packet for everyone with more details about the apartment complex. You'll see a lot of useful information about the building rules and facilities.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What room are the listeners standing in? Number 97. What does the speaker give to the listeners? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and chart.
This meeting is to let you know that I've decided to rearrange how the merchandise in the dairy department is displayed. We have to move all the yogurt and milk from the large coolers in the front of the store to the refrigerated shelves in aisle 1. Since this will take place during the day when the store is open, we'd like to do it during the shift when the store has the fewest customers. So if you're available during that shift, please sign up to work some extra hours. If we can get this entire move completed within one day, I'll treat our department to a pizza lunch.
Number 98. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which shift should the listeners sign up for? Number 100. What can the listeners receive for finishing a task quickly?